This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station. Got a question? Call Ron toll-free at 1-877-NEW-1060. That's 1-877-639-1060. Now, more of Ron Birnbaum and The Financial Consultants.
Okay, my guest this morning is Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com, and you've seen her on ABC, NBC, on her own television show, Money on Your Mind. She's been in Yahoo Finance, SmartMoney.com, Today's Financial Women, and the Boston Business Journal. And we're talking about getting your financial health in shape in just 10 minutes a day. Give us a call with your questions at 877-NEW-1060, which is 877-639-1060. And Belinda, do we really need to get our financial health in shape?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, when you mentioned having people call in, I would love to hear what your personal economy is looking and feeling like right now. You know, how are your numbers working out? Are you finding that you're spending exactly what you're making? Are you finding that, you know, which way is winning right now? Are you spending more than you're making or making more than you're spending? And oftentimes the challenge is that people don't know. And I think that that's a lot of the panic and stress that people feel right now. And I think because we haven't been paying attention to our financial health, that that's part of why our country is in the state that we're in. Many of us have gotten lax about it. When times were good and we were always bringing in more income than we were spending, it wasn't an issue. It's interesting when I had... What's that?
Sound like everybody always was
not everybody,
bringing more
but the vast
in than
majority.
They were spending. But there were an awful lot of people, even in good times, were way overspending.
It's
with
true.
Huge credit card problems.
It's true. I mean, I do feel like it's gotten worse. I think what... thanks, Ron. But... I'd say it goes both ways. I think that that there were a lot of people who were spending, spending generously because they felt like the money was coming in. And I see oftentimes where people are making higher salaries and then now they've gone down. I have one new client who had been making $400,000 and now his company is hurting. And then first they dropped it to 200, now they dropped it to $80,000, which is a day a week. And he has an expensive house in the suburbs, you know, over $1.5 million. And
that was priced at what time?
No, that's what's on the market for now, actually. And but he had put in over $2 million between what he invested plus improvements to it. And it always felt like it would be fine. And I see that, you know, it seemed, again, these examples seem extreme, but I see them again and again because people will commit to a mortgage at what their oftentimes expected salary is. And, this isn't necessarily everybody, you know, not everybody was spending within their means before either. And that was partly how we started to get comfortable with credit the way we did. But I think that people didn't see this coming in a lot of ways. And when I had started this business, at least had the initial idea, it was a little over 2 years ago. And I remember that when I first started, people were like, how are you going to, convince was the word they'd used at the time, but to recommend to people that they pay more attention to their finances, that they save more money in their lives. And people were very skeptical about how I was going to be able to make this a business. And then I ended up launching December of 07, which now that we can look back was right at the beginning of when things started to go downhill. And now I don't have to convince anybody that they need to be looking at this. What the motivation I end up providing to people is how to get into action, how to break down their huge to-do list to take control and to get their financial health in shape and get themselves in, you know, their improve their financial well-being, as you just put it earlier.
And people kind of relate to our health and physical fitness, but how do they relate to their finances in a similar fashion?
There are so many correlations between the two. And, if you call in, I'm happy to talk about some of your insights on this as well. But if you think about how you actually get in shape, it's not sitting on the couch and watching TV and the in shape is your finger clicking the clicker. That is not going to get your entire body in shape. And what you need to do is you actually have to work out. You have to eat better. You have to create a training plan. You hire a coach or a trainer and you need motivation. one of the key steps that I teach in this idea system that I created is that the I is inspiration, and that's really at the foundation of what encourages us to action and what has us do anything differently. Because, you know, just like we said that people have gotten very comfortable with credit, they have also gotten very comfortable with feeling like I have to be in this state of stress and money overwhelm. And I just don't believe that that's the case. So when people work with me, they start to see the light at the end of the tunnel and a way out. And so it's important to recognize that there are these correlations, but one of the key ingredients is that you have to actually do the working out. So you need to do those steps to figure out, what am I spending? How does that relate to what I'm making? And that's why I've created these courses and why I'm bringing it now more into companies to be able to help employees do it too. Because financial stress is such a huge distraction right now for employees to actually do the job that they're being hired to do. So what employers are recognizing is we need to be able to support and help our employees. So that's why these courses are even becoming more and more popular. And I remember there was a time a couple of years ago, actually, when I had lost some weight and my doctor said, how did you do it? And I said, I worked out and I ate better. And he said, wow, that really works.
A novel concept.
I know, it's true, but it's a lot like that when it comes to our financial health. We need the discipline, the structure, the support systems. You know, think about it when it comes to weight loss. That's why Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, all these things are so successful. And that's a lot of what I bring through group coaching programs, for small business owners that I do, and my, you know, private coaching for individuals and couples too.
Mm-hmm. And okay, our phone number for any of your questions, 877-639-1060. And Belinda, what steps can our listeners really do to get started?
So now is the time, if you think about it in a back-to-school context, right, it's time for us to take control of our financial literacy. I was just listening to NPR actually this weekend, and it was on the Marketplace section, and session. And they had said, you know, is it our time to take control of our financial literacy? And the guest that they had on kept blaming it on the banks and what was happening in our economy. And I was just in such reaction to it, because our time is now to take control of our own financial literacy and start to take these steps that we need to do, because it's not healthy for us emotionally, physically, and financially to be continuing how we've been. So here are some steps to get you started. The first one is to literally take control, to recognize that you can own your money and that it is up to you, that there's no one who's the CEO of your family finances besides you and your partner, and that your time is now. We're going to talk a little bit more about time in just a second too, but that there's a real importance in your mindset and how you approach money and wealth and success. And it's interesting, that's where the financial therapist part of my job comes out often, because I have to help people to get into action. People are so, and again, some of these are generalizations, but I have a feeling that a lot of our listeners will resonate with this, is that inaction is such a real and often chosen option, that it's up to them personally to make a decision right now. Let's consider this radio show your wake-up call, that it's up to you to do something about it and recognize where you're holding on to non-supportive beliefs around money and what's possible for you in your life, and start today to shift that. That's why the course is called, one of the courses is called the Money Mind Makeover, because oftentimes we have to make over our own mind when it comes to money.
Oh yeah, that's critical.
Absolutely. So that's one of them. Second is track your money. When we spoke about how much are you really spending in a given month, and it's an interesting exercise that I have folks do, where we look at, okay, where do you think your money is going, and then where is it actually going? So none of these estimates, like, sit down, look at a given month, one of your most recent completed months, and take a look. I mean, if you want a very high level, you can look at your bank account and look and see what's gone in and what's out, and use that as at least a measuring stick initially to start to see. But I'd like to see you itemize it out. And in our courses, you get a workbook. If you have to just take, you know, a basic budget worksheet or just a basic piece of paper. Now, oftentimes, clients use so much cash that they don't recognize what expenses they're actually spending their money on. So they're really have no idea. Is that where I want to be spending my money? Is that in line with my priorities, with my values, with what I want for my life? So number two is track your money, because we really need to know that to be able to do anything about it. And then the next one is tame. And so tame relates to taming in your expenses. And there's this great story that I'd love to tell you really quickly, and that's, it's right in this track your money and tame your expenses thing. And so I had this brand new client who came to me, late 20s, was making decent money, and he was making $80,000. And each week, each month, he was stressed. He could barely pay his bills. And he said, I have a feeling I'm spending a little bit too much on entertainment. And yeah, I think I spend some money on bank fees because I seem to never have enough money. And so one of the tasks I gave him was, okay, go to the bank and let's see how much you actually spent in the last year on bank fees. Take one guess how much it was. Just guess.
$235.
Multiply that by 10.
Whoa.
Plus $2,600 in bank fees that he had spent. And if you tax affect it approximately, right, you are around $4,000. So that's $4,000 of his income, 5%, right, that he spent paying to the bank with no return on investment out of that really for himself. And so what I helped him to do was to then figure out, who does he talk to at the bank? What does he talk to them about? How does he restructure his accounts and restructure his lifestyle to be able to now have zero in fees going forward?
End of those. But well,
there we go. It's a great time to go to a
share
break.
With Belinda Fuchs right here on our really big show. So give us a call at 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. We will be right back.
When it comes to